Gareth Van Onselen is Head of Politics and Governance at the Institute for Race Relations. Gareth, good afternoon. What do you think were the motivating forces that brought the DA and Patricia Lille to that joint news conference yesterday?
Hi, John. Well, as far as the DA is concerned, the overriding motivational factor would have been two things. One, the election in 2019, and secondly, the second registration window. The fallout with DeLille would have driven up voter apathy. It would have made it harder for the party to register voters, and that's crucial come the 2019 election. As far as Patricia DeLille goes, I think she cut the rope at the point where she thought she was in the best position. In other words, if these court cases had to drag on, I think she did the assessment at some stage or other she was going to lose, and now was the best time to end it.
And both said that it is a win-win situation, or a win-win, a three-win situation, a win for the DA, a win for Patricia Lille, and a win for the citizens of Cape Town. I'm less optimistic than they are about what happened yesterday. It seems to me that we're left with unanswered questions, which a process, I understand that it might have done each of them or both of them damage, but as a citizen, I want to know if the allegations which have been swirling around have any substance or not.
I agree with that 100%. I certainly do not think the people of Cape Town have won as a result of this agreement. And for the last 13 months, they haven't won. The whole city administration has been held hostage to the corruption and then putting pressure on particularly the ANC to explain itself to the public. And whatever disciplinary hearing there was or wasn't going to be the case to be, she had an onus to the citizens that she governs to explain her actions and to explain that SMS to them.
But certain things might still have to be explained because it is the party disciplinary process which has evaporated in a puff of smoke. The city of investigation, which is being undertaken by the law firm Bowman Gilfillan, that continues, and that might well have her in not the dock. It's I don't think they're criminal offences. If they are offences, they administrative management offences. So that still goes on.
Correct. That investigation, which is the City of Cape Town investigation, is undergoing, is playing itself out. There were a whole lot of affidavits tabled by senior officials in the City of Cape Town, a lot of which had to do with malfeasance and the accusation that Patricia DeLille had not properly investigated irregularities to do with tenders and procurement, basically issues of malfeasance. And they found that there was a prima facie case for those allegations, and that investigation is now deep into its processes, and hopefully the result will come out quite soon.
Gareth, how much damage could a fight for the mayoral chain do the DA?
Well, these things depend on how ugly the fight is and the personalities involved. I think the public is immune to a certain base level of internal factionalism in any political party, which plays itself out when there are big leadership contests. But if this upcoming fight for the mayoralty devolves into two surrogates fighting for the factions, which were basically those that represented the DA and those that represented Patricia DeLille, then it could get very ugly again.
Gareth Van Onselen, thank you very much. Head of Politics and Governance at the Institute for Race Relations.